You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
One thing that will incentivize you to get the work done around the house that you've been putting off is when you have company coming.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Even though we have a few months until it happens, I told Gretchen yesterday, I said, you know what? Weekends here, we're going to take care of those holes in the ceiling in the living room. Those have been there now for a little over a year. If you're saying, why the hell do you have holes? It's because there are pipes between our ceiling in our living room and the bedroom upstairs. And in that space in between, there's pipes running all through the ceiling. And we had not one, but two leaks so that, you know, it was pooling down into the ceiling of the living room. And we had to cut holes in there, get in there and fix those leaks.
Yeah.
And we didn't seal it up because those leaks were about 2 weeks apart. So I was like, well, I'm not going to redo all this and paint and everything if we're just going to be doing this again with another leak. And
That's
these are really crappy pipes.
Yeah, keep an eye on things.
So we are, I think we're ready to go ahead and because we don't want company coming over and we have holes in our ceiling.
That doesn't look good at all.
We've gotten used to it. It's just like we now look up and we see pipes, you know, and they're not huge holes. They're like a foot by like 1 foot square.
Still looks tacky, though.
It looks tacky. So we're going to do that this week, and we're going to go get the drywall stuff. And
good.
I think we've already got the tape and the mud and the paint and stuff like
there
that.
There you so go. We'll
get that done this weekend. But the other thing, and I wanted to ask you about, I've been reading some stuff online about doorbells. Because the doorbell button itself on the front door, no problem. But the chime, you know, the one that hangs on the wall inside the house, I want to replace that. And I'm reading all these things about how that is low voltage. It's one of the only low voltage systems in your home.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, if you know what you're doing, you don't have to disconnect power to that sucker.
The key is if you know what you're doing, right?
I have done a lot of electrical stuff, actually, more than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching some electrician come to my house. The house that I sold down there off Parker Road, I remember having an electrician come out. And he was doing some pretty wild stuff, like installing a whole new outlet.
Yeah.
And he did it without killing power to anything.
Those guys are pros, man.
And I remember standing there talking to him about it. And I go, how can you possibly do that? He goes,
I know what 25, I'm doing.
25 years of doing this, I know.
Yeah.
I go, have you ever had an accident? He goes, oh, yeah.
Little jolt.
Yeah. So would you?
No. I've done both of those, and I haven't killed the power. I've replaced the doorbell and the chime. Didn't kill the power.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I grabbed both wires at the same time when I was doing it just to see, you know, nothing.
It gets you a little bit of a...
Yeah. It's like putting your tongue on a 9-volt battery. You know, you're not going to get, you'll be fine. Mm. Are you going to go for like a special chime or a special song that it plays? Or?
No, we're not. The problem is the one we have is just making noise. So when it's just going.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put up with that any longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have seen the ones where they'll play all sorts of songs.
Oh, yes.
Death before I ever get one that goes, dun, 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 dun,
yep.
Dun, 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 dun. No.
My parents had one of those.
Oh.
Similar to that, our washer and dryer at the house play an entire melody when they're done. With their cycle. They don't just go, meh, and they're done. Like, it plays a song for, like, 4 minutes. So you can, like, hear it throughout the house or something and know that your laundry's done.
You can shut that off.
I've got to figure that out immediately because it's super annoying.
A couple of buttons you can hit.
What's with that?
The song.
What is
just
with
go,
that?
All I need is a buzzer. I don't
even need a buzzer. Like, okay, just do your 45 minutes of cleaning and stop. You just stop.
Gretchen laughs because with the wash, I've had my washing machine for so long, for 15 years, still going strong. Little front loader. She laughs because I can tell by the sounds of the washing machine to when it's about to shut off. I can be in the other room, can have completely forgotten there's stuff in there, and I can look at her and I can go, oh, it's only got about 20 seconds left.
Wrapping up. That spin cycle is winding down.
It's got a certain sound that it, because it goes through a couple of different spins. But it has a certain sound so that I now speak washing machine.
You know it, man.
Stupid. What do you got going on this weekend?
Well, same type of stuff. We're just doing a lot of home repair stuff. We had an edging company out yesterday to do some really cool decorative concrete edging around the backyard. So now what that is going to involve is multiple truckloads, if not one big dump, which was what I might do, of a lot of rock. Because I'm kind of reducing the size of the backyard and reducing the amount I have to water and just cleaning it up. I want low maintenance.
Understood.
Super low in maintenance. So we're doing a lot of that. We got a little neighborhood get-together this weekend. We have to meet with the HOA president this weekend and talk about paint colors again.
You've stepped in it, man.
So stepped in it. We have a little charity event tomorrow night. It's one of those weekends that's just going to fly by, you know. You're excited for it, but you know it'll be Monday before you know it.